Caption. This person is using a slate and stylus to write Braille characters. The students at Perkins learned to write using a slate and a stylus. A slate and a stylus are a little like paper and a pencil. The slate shields the paper. Using Louis Braille's six-dot code, students punched letters and words onto a heavy sheet of paper. However, this process was slow and frustrating for the students. People kept looking for a better way for the blind to write. At the time, writing machines were heavy and noisy. The paper sagged and creased, making typing difficult. That changed in the 1930s when David Abraham walked into the school. "I'd like to teach woodworking," he said. The head of the school came down the corridor and hired him on the spot. Soon after, he enlisted this smart teacher in a new project. Could David Abraham make a quiet Braille writing machine? Abraham worked on his Braille writer for many years. Finally, in 1951, the first Perkins Braille writer was produced. It was hailed as a brilliant invention. It was so light and easy to use that even a young child could manage it. Caption. The Perkins Brailler works much like a typewriter. It has six keys that can be punched to form words.